Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brother and sister, Assalamun alaikum and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Let's speak about Satan and his whispers. On Tuesday, you are listening to us, 19th of Sha'ban, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Bahman, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of February, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. For today, we bless this moment by listening to chapter Al-Hijr, verses 39 to 40. Let's listen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال رب بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين.
Iblis said, My Lord, because you have put me in error, I will surely make disobedience attractive to them on earth, and I will mislead them all.
إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ
Except among them, your chosen servants.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Here we find Iblis revealed and exposed his true hidden intention. Though nothing was hidden from him, when Iblis answered Allah implying that he refused him, and it was this man who paved the ground for his misfortunes, Iblis should be engaged on attracting them to the material blessings of this world by decorating and vanishing them, thus seeking to make them engage in them. Therefore, ultimately, he would cause them all to be misled. Of course, today, again, we're going to speak about Satan and his whispers. From the methods that Satan uses to insinuate and encourage mankind upon evil is by way of whispers. Such whispers can be in ordinary affairs which a person may undertake. At other times, such whispers may relate to the affairs of a person's religion and even belief. The latter of which, although he should seek refuge with Allah from it, it is a sign of a person's being upon iman, his faith, and is a sign of good for such a person, since Satan attempts to whisper to the believers in order to cause them apprehension. These whispers, Satan assaults the believers by way of them in order to shake the sound belief that is in their hearts, and so as to cast them into spiritual and mental apprehension in order to tarnish upon them the clarity of iman, rather the clarity of life if they are believers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about the temptations of Satan or Shaitan. Temptation can be exerted by humans or jinn, as we said earlier, not just by Satan. For example, the elites of the Thamud tribe used to doubt, to tempt people and distance them from Prophet Salih alayhi salam. So let's now look at the methods and grounds for Satan's temptation, because if we are getting close and understand what the grounds of temptations are, then we will be able at least to know it well and then overcome it well. Researchers know that based on Imam Ali's sermon of Al-Qasi'ah in Nahj al-Balagha, the peak of eloquence, Satan or Shaitan prepares the ground for temptation by afflicting humans with pride, prejudice, ignorance, and making them forget divine blessings. Additionally, according to Quranic verses, long worldly desires, envy, and monopolistic tendencies are also grounds for Satan's influence on the human heart. Sayyid Qutb states that while we do not know the exact mechanism of Satan's temptation, religious teachings and narrations indicate that Satan exploits human weaknesses to lead them toward evil.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain.
This is today's special, and here we have engaging in supplication, and that is one of the tips to protect ourselves from Satan. You may have noticed that we talk a lot about reading the Quran and making dhikr, or supplications, around here. This is because they are antidotes to the many evils that we face daily. They are good ways to use our time, and they bring immense rewards. Dhikr or supplication also serves another purpose. It keeps Satan away from us. Anyway the name of Allah, the Almighty, is mentioned, Satan stays far away from there. So keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah, the Almighty. And of course, it's very necessary to know Satan's best strategies. We have one of them, not accepting the decree of Allah. Being Muslims, we will be tested and tried. This is when many people will ask, why me? Why did I ever have to go through this tragedy or this calamity? This is dangerous. When you ask the question why, not as a reflection of your actions and deeds, but out of anger and frustration at Allah, you are not having patience, and you are questioning Allah's decisions. This will only get the Satan to control your mind and push you further until you do something crazy. Other strategy is following your own desires. Following desires and giving the nafs everything it wants will bring much corruption. If we will allow our nafs everything it likes, that means no waking up in the morning for fajr, watching or listening to everything, whether it is haram or not, gossiping and backbiting, God forbid.
Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
At-taswif,
أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه. He says, الشيطان موكل به. Shaytan targets you as if though he's been appointed to do it. So Shaytan doesn't just check on you every once in a while. It's as though he has been appointed to target you and you are the only target in the universe. You. الشيطان موكل به. What does he do? يزين له المعصية, as we mentioned. He makes the sin attractive. لِيَرْكَبَهَا, because the only way he can make you commit the sin is if he makes it attractive in your eyes. And then what does he do? وَيُمَنِّيهِ التَّوْبَةَ لِيُسَوِّفَهَا. He tells you, yeah, inshallah, you will make tawbah. And then you keep on delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. Taswif. This is why one of the advices that Allama Tabatabai used to give, he says, don't go to bed at night until you lay there and you think about all of your sins and you do istighfar. Because there are many people who went to sleep and never woke up in the morning. Because sleep is a partial death. Do you really want your ruh to experience some type of separation from the body and you still have a record? You have to be careful. Shaytan also does this. تَهْوِينُ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. You know what تَهْوِينُ الْمَعْصِيَةِ is? He belittles the sins. You looked at a non-mahram. Not the first time. You know, sometimes if you say the first time, he makes it 5 minutes. You committed زِنَةُ الْعَيْنِ. And this is a sin, unfortunately, today. People act like it's not a sin. Some people, they have Tinder, and mashallah, we have a Muslim version, Minder, right? And what do? Just looking. And are they looking for? They're looking for iman, taqwa, athar sujood on the foreheads. What are they looking for? Zinatul ayn. But if you tell them this is haram, what do? This is where shaitan comes in. Sheikh, it's not like I committed zina, it's just a glance. Sheikh, but I'm not like all of those other people. I don't go clubbing, I don't drink, I don't do this. This is, yeah, I lie, I cheat, I glance. Isn't insan amazing? That when it comes to sin, he compares himself to those who are worse.
Other episode of today's special. I promise you we continue this topic and learn more about Satan and his strategies, inshallah. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami, La fata illa Ali Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي